This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. It's Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score. A lot of people to thank. And just a clarification, Northwestern has a 10th ranked recruiting class according to 24/7.
Why clarify? You said top 10, didn't
we
you?
We said top 10. I think we said maybe as high as 7 in some
okay.
rankings.
I think you had it right, but good clarification.
Just want to clarify.
Got you.
I
got you.
We're facts here, Grody.
I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
I hear you.
Yeah, you're
I
factual.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you to Mark Grody. We have among the people we want to start thanking because you were here the last 2 days. You did a terrific job.
Thank you, David.
Terrific job.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I always love being here.
And you're going to be back tonight.
I will be on the clock 6 to 7 tonight.
You're on the clock again.
I'm on the clock.
Get a good nap. And they're not having another victory lap at Hell's Hall today, are they?
No, not that I know
okay.
of.
Why
that,
not?
That is...
More the merrier.
I mean, it's pretty cool when you start your day with Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson every day. Like, what a nice routine to get into. And then presenting players.
Excellent.
So, yes,
yeah.
Dan. Yes, I like.
Thank you to everyone who contributed by calling or emailing. Definitely the text. Texters were on today.
Love the texters.
With all the names for the podcast suggestions. Appreciate that. Thank you most of all for listening on this Friday, March 14th. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Well, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
We're here.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Good little cowboy beef going on there between him and Micah Parsons that took on a greater shape on Twitter. Micah Parsons snapping back at DeMarcus Lawrence. So
does that hurt you, Layla?
No, he's right.
Okay. I mean, just Dallas Cowboys fighting, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you don't have good leadership.
There you go.
Thank you to Brandon Fryer for finding that sound.
Do we do a little REM?
It's
during
the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
You guys, listen.
Da, 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 da.
Wow, that was a
not nearly as good as Metallica. not nearly as good.
But still, it was good. It was like we became WXRT for a moment.
Yeah, we did. We did. Dan, I'm going to see a like partial REM show tonight at Metro. I know you're a big REM, aren't you?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure who's going to be there. I got to get more deets.
Is this the tribute band that Michael Shannon's a part of?
I think it is. I think that's what it is.
Matt Spiegel?
No,
didn't Stipe show up to one of these though? Once?
Did you just call it authorized?
No, it's an authorized tribute band.
Authorized, okay, that's what I'm seeing tonight.
That's I believe is I think Mike Mills has
one
like
them.
Knows one of the guys,
yeah.
And then I want to say Michael Shannon has been a part of it.
I think you might be right, and I think along the way I want to say Michael Stipe. Did
somebody dropped
in?
Yeah. This is
something like that.
My brother-in-law is in a similar kind of group vis-a-vis the Talking Heads.
Okay.
In New York, and same thing. Like a couple, like Tina Weymouth and the other guy from the Talking Heads has come by, and they've sort of given their
sanction.
That
means a lot.
Yeah, they've given their imprimatur, and they do. It's mostly deep cuts and not hits. Nope. I don't know if this band approaches it the same way.
I'll take the hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
The voice, of course, Dan Bernstein, who was joined by Layla Rahimi.
What's up, guys?
And hello, guys. Layla, we were wondering if you stayed up to watch hockey.
I did. I watched two goals, and then we talked about that 10-minute penalty.
Yes!
What the hell was that?
What was it? Tell me. I don't know. I was not awake.
I cussed purposefully there just to have
he
fun.
He didn't do anything, but he said something.
He chirped at the refs, and they were like, all right, that's enough of you. Here's a made-up penalty.
Ten minutes for Connor Bedard for talking too much?
Why does the league really hate exist? Connor Bedard? I don't get it.
Why does the league hate
Connor
Bedard?
I'm proud of you for staying up. I did not stay up.
I'm a night owl just because of
training.
Yeah,
and you like to watch sports. So
I do like to watch sports. Yeah. So I did all of those things.
All right.
And I was like half, you know, I'll multitask sometimes when I watch a game. Like I'll have the game on in the background and then I'll be reading about something else. And yeah.
Was that the best thing that you watched last night? Or with DePaul or the Bulls or...
A lot of choices.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of choices.
Trey Jones gave up 2 free points. Like, this has got to stop.
That scored 18.
It was a bum fest.
This has got to stop.
It was a big, beautiful bum fest.
The phenomenon.
If you're a connoisseur of bum fest NBA, that was it, man.
I don't have a problem.
You be good. You be bad. Okay, I'll be good. You be bad.
I have a problem with fundamentally, like Javon Carter. I will never forget last year when it was like extra pass. Javon Carter wide open underneath the bucket. No, kick it out to Kobe White. Misses the three, and it happened again. And I'm like, this is enough. I've had enough of that.
But Kobe White makes no apologies for scoring more than 30 again. He's taking advantage.
That's fine, but when you have a wide open layup, especially on a fast break, what the hell? There's no excuse for that.
And the Bulls had every chance to lose that game too. They were down 10 going into the fourth quarter.
You can laugh about it later. It's fine. They won, but as a society, this needs to be stopped.
Don't worry, they're going on a 6-game road trip starting on Saturday.
They're the 10 seed.
They're
the 10 seed.
They're locked in.
It's over.
Pretty much locked in.
I accepted that, but that whole missing the layup thing just offends me.
I wanted to ask you about this because I didn't know in your years here and interviewing people and also being from Duke. Did you have a relationship with or did you know John Feinstein?
Professionally. I mean, just kind of in passing. No, I didn't.
69 years old.
Yeah, it's
sudden loss.
It's awfully young. But
he had a column in the Washington Post about Tom Izzo and the end of his career, perhaps.
He's been very well respected. Obviously, Season on the Brink was, for a lot of people, a formative sports book and very, very hard worker. But no, I did not have any kind of relationship with him, really personal or professional. We've had him on the show several times. I saw him around the ACC back in the day, wherever we went. But no,
classic guy, prolific writer, just really did the job as well as anybody in that role probably has done in this generation. He just was really prolific.
You can't argue that he didn't shape so many of our sports, like how we view sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's. Books like those will take a hold of your thought process.
I do think what Season on the Brink did, and I wish he had the one thing that I wish he would have done was applied the same kind of scrutiny to Mike Krzyzewski that he did with Bobby Knight.
Try a little harder for him to do that.
Exactly.
Being a Duke guy and a friend of Coach K.
Yes, because that's the one thing that always kind of bothered me because I got to see Coach K at his worst and at his best. And I always thought, in his dotage, I think he's mellowed a great deal, and I think he's learned and he's changed a lot. But I saw way too much of the bad Bobby Knight stuff in Mike Krzyzewski than is known.
That's where he might have learned it.
West Point.
Yeah, one protege of the other. So I think you see that definitely. That would have been quite the book.
No one's written it. And it's been out there, some of the ways he treated players.
Did Ian O'Connor write about Coach K? No, did he not do a book on Coach K?
I'm sure there's been books on. I can't claim to have read everything. I just
Dan Weider wrote a book on Coach K, I believe.
He did a whole Tobacco Road thing. Yeah, but there's definitely a more complicated.
What's he doing now anyway?
Story.
Who, Weider?
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah. Well, I recruited him for Take the North. So
that's right.
Yeah.
You take the North.
Yes, we are on the ground floor.
No, you take the North.
What do you guys got today?
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun today as the city is preparing for St. Patrick's Day. I was driving at Clark and Addison on the way to work today, and they're already rolling out the portable canary yellow bollards and the extra camera setups there. So they're battening down preparing for the St. Patrick's
Get
Day.
Get me out.
Towards.
Yeah, I passed a bunch of metal gates on the way in.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But we are going to talk a lot about what we heard yesterday. We can't be the show that's been clamoring for them to get a real center for years now and then not celebrate when they actually unveil one and actually talked in fine detail about the distribution of responsibilities.
He was impressive.
They were all impressive yesterday, as they have been. I think Ben Johnson also maybe gave us a thematic statement, an insight into a sort of a foundational coaching philosophy, whether he intended to or not. So we're going to examine that as well. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25, High Noon, 11:45. Kevin Fishbane will join us at noon. There was some great Billy Donovan yesterday talking about his role in player development, which was, it's really worth playing in its entirety. And then at 1 o'clock, Friday Fung, a brand new one. We haven't done this before. Mundane Life Skills at 1 o'clock.
Love it.
If we know Joe Tooney is really good at going out to dinner and Tyson Bagent is excellent at being in a room, what are your personal, something you know you're great at that isn't important, but you could finally brag about it, that you know there's something at which you are better than everybody else. And it doesn't matter how simple or how silly.
That's awesome.
Have a great show.